This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Sandra, can I keep a hawk as a pet?
Not in the United States. Hawks are protected under a federal law that prohibits the ownership of any native North American bird as a pet.
No, can I keep one? Like, is it possible to raise a hawk in captivity? Because there's a hawk inside my house right now, and it's incredible. It's just so majestic. And I'm thinking I could build a... No, Ruby, no. Stay back.
Sandra, do birds have a penis?
With a few rare exceptions, the answer is no. Instead, males pass their sperm along to females through a common orifice known as the cloaca.
I think you mean butthole, right, Sandra?
Again, the cloaca is a multifunctional orifice that serves the digestive, reproductive, and urinary systems.
Repeat after me. Butthole.
I am not going to say butthole for you, Kyle.
You just did.
Sandra?
Hello, Bryce. How can I help you?
Doves, order. Same day delivery only, price filter off. Order every dove.
So you want me to find and order every dove in the world that can be delivered to your residence today?
Yes.
I see. Your shipping address is 488 Garden Avenue in Hoboken, New Jersey. I've located several businesses that confirm same-day delivery of live birds, and their combined inventory of doves comes to 15.
What? 15? No, that's nowhere near enough. I need these birds for a hand-fasting ceremony. They have to cover the whole fucking sky.
Okay. Can you tell me where the ceremony will be held? I might be able to find additional delivery options.
It's in Shelton, Connecticut, way in the middle of nowhere.
Is the ceremony taking place at Indian Well State Park?
What?
There is a bird rental supercenter just 13 miles away from the park.
Yes!
Their current inventory of doves is 278. Would you like me to order the lot?
Yes. Order now, Sandra. Order now.
I've just placed your order. Your total is $2,459.93.
Oh, thank you, Sandra. I fucking love you.
It's my pleasure to help, Bryce.
Dispatcher request. Dispatcher request.
Go ahead, Helen.
Hi, looks like I've got a one-on-one with Dustin in 2 minutes.
Stand by. Taking you out of the flow.
Dustin, I'm here for our one-on-one.
Yeah.
Okay, and
Yeah, come in.
Okay. So this is my first one of these. Is this, like, do I talk to you about things, or do you ask me questions, or...
Typically, I'd ask the questions.
Okay. But today...
Yeah, fine. Okay. How are things going?
Things are going good. I think I'm finally getting the hang of it here.
Great.
Are you... Is everything okay?
Why do you ask?
You seem...
What?
I don't know. I mean, maybe this is part of...
No, you're right. You're right. This isn't me. It's just nobody gives a shit. No matter what I say.
You mean people here?
The VPs keep telling me your team's sentiment levels are dropping. You've got to do something about the apathy, but you can't make someone care about their job, you know?
Who here doesn't care about their job?
Nobody. Look, it doesn't matter.
I mean, that's crazy.
What?
How could you not be into this job?
Well, I'm not saying...
I mean, just today, I helped this woman pick out canary-themed wallpaper for her nursery. Mm-hmm. Then I identified bird calls for this old Italian guy. And then I ordered, like, 200 doves for some crazy pagan wedding.
Now, see? That's the thing.
It's like every session is this tiny doorway into another world, and I get paid to walk through.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, anyone who doesn't think that's cool is a big bone rot.
See, you get it.
I mean, what do these people want, anyway? To be packing tasty trays at the Purina plant? Slinging donuts at Coffee King?
The thing is, some of these folks actually do.
Well, it's not your fault that people are dumb.
No, it's not.
And if they want to be stuck in Gaiman for the rest of their lives, that's on them.
Exactly. I mean, being Sandra, it's like having a superpower. Imagine being able to walk up to a complete stranger just knowing that you can help them.
I hadn't really thought of it like that.
You know their shopping habits, their browsing history, all the major events of their lives. You even know their heartbeat, huh? But they know absolutely nothing about you.
Yeah, that's totally what it feels like when I'm Sandra.
Try finding that at Purina, huh? Try finding that at the Big Dollar.
No, talking about this just makes me want to go back out there right now.
I know what you mean. I mean, I miss being out there myself.
Oh, you used to?
Yeah, I started just like you.
In Bert?
Chronic. It's that type of weed that Dr. Dre is always talking about.
That was your subject matter?
I had the best time. Every day, it was a whole new script. Totally unexpected.
Why'd you stop?
I was good. I mean, really good. And so the VPs thought I'd make a good operations coordinator, and now here I am.
You don't seem excited.
I thought it would be cool, supporting other folks, helping them reach their goals, but that's pretty much the opposite of what I do.
Well, look, you're helping me.
No, I'm not.
You totally are. I don't know who these VPs are, but you shouldn't listen to them.
You're right. I shouldn't listen to them. I've got to pilot this ship my way.
That's right.
And this isn't some wimpy little four-prop drone. This is a flying fortress here.
I don't know what either of those are, but yes.
All right, Helen, go out there and give it everything you've got.
Okay, I will.
Hit him hard, or as Dr. Dre would say, break him off something.
Definitely. I will break off all the things.
Sandra, if you eat enough donuts, can you actually become allergic to them?
No.
Because there's this pop-up shop across the street, and they sell like these cacao-dusted rosemary curlers, and I kind of ate like 7 of them last night. Because, you know, it's a pop-up shop. It could be gone tomorrow. But now I can hardly move.
Looking at your biometrics.
Chad, I see you've taken a total of 37 steps so far today, and that your heart rate has remained at a relatively steady 87, and that you have watched 7 1/4 episodes of the anime Teen Idol Revenge Squad.
Yeah, the season finale was too sad. Couldn't finish it.
Are you feeling ill, Tad?
Not like feverish or anything.
I see you are in Orbital Pro subscriber, Tad, which entitles you to live one-on-one sessions with a licensed medical professional. Would you like to speak to one now?
I don't want to talk to a person.
How can I help you then?
Just, have there been any instances where a person died from eating too many crullers?
No. I can't find any documented cases of death by cruller.
Do people feel really tired right before they die?
It depends on the circumstances of their death.
What about my circumstances? I mean, as you subtly pointed out, I haven't even really done anything yet today. And I'm so exhausted. Like, I literally cannot move.
The symptoms you're describing are both normal and treatable. If you'll just allow me to introduce you to our Orbital Pro Live medical professional.
Nah, not. You know, that's what everyone keeps telling me.
What is everyone telling you?
That this is normal. That it's treatable.
Do you want to remain tired?
I didn't say that.
I want to help you, Tad, but I'm having a difficult time.
It's hard determining what it is you need.
Yeah. Me too.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Naya.
Your thing is beeping.
What are you talking about?
That. It's been beeping for hours.
Oh, well, I was in Dustin's office for only like 20 minutes, so I don't think it could.
Just make the beeping stop.
Okay.
You have 3 new messages from external number 580-413-2218.
What is she calling me for?
Who?
My mother-in-law.
You're married?
Sort of. It's complicated.
I'll take your word for it.
Thanks.
Hello?
Delia, what's going on?
I bet you didn't listen to any of my messages, did you?
I'm at work, Delia.
I know. You're a very busy woman out there selling your furniture.
I quit Flanagan's like a year ago, Delia.
Oh, what are you selling now?
I'm not selling anything. I'm a virtual assistant.
Yeah, I heard. Donnie told me all about it.
So why are you pretending I work at a furniture store?
I forgot for a second.
You called me at my desk.
You just reminded me.
Look, will you just tell me what's going on?
What does a virtual assistant do anyway?
I talk to people. I help them with their problems. Answer questions, that kind of thing.
Virtually?
No, actually. The virtual just means...
Just like you're virtually married to my son.
Delia.
Let me understand. You sit there and wait for people to ask you questions.
Yes.
About birds?
Yes, but it's more than that. I mean... Like today, I helped pick out the right diet food for this woman's parakeet, and then there's this French family that...
So you answer questions about birds.
Why do you keep saying it like that?
It helps me remember. Sometimes people ask why Donnie's living in the spare room, and I want to make sure I'm giving them an accurate answer. I can't keep saying Helen thought Donnie wasn't good enough for her.
We've been separated for over a year, Delia.
If you give them a little story, it's easier for them to deal with their grief.
Oh, come on. I was 18 when we got married. I didn't have a clue about anything.
Not like now with your spiritual assistant job.
Virtual assistant. And yeah, it's helping me see that I made the right decision.
For you?
Yes. For me.
Well, I'm a little busy right now, so if there's anything else you want to talk about...
Wait, you called me.
That was before. Now I'm busy. I know you think I just sit around the house all day watching Money Door.
But what was this all about?
Listen to the messages when you get a chance. I hate repeating myself.
Delia, would you just tell
Goodbye.
Me?
Message 1.
Donnie asked me to call you, so here I am. Last night they came and took him. You might know why, but I don't. Anyway, Donnie wanted me to tell you. He's at the Texas County Jail.
What?
Message 2.
I also promised to pass along the message that Donnie loves you. I left that out in my first message. I remember just as I was hanging up. So, that's it. He's in jail and he loves you. I have fulfilled my promise.
Message 3.
I'm going to need you to go down to the jail and see Donnie for me, okay? He's a big boy now, and it won't look right if his mommy is the only person who visits him.
Sandra, who'd win in a fight between a crow... and a hawk.
If the fight were between a single crow and
a single hawk, the hawk would most certainly win.
See? I told you, Diekman, you fuck.
Sandra? Where do birds go when it rains?
They commonly find shelter in trees and shrubs. Is there a specific bird you're interested in?
It's raining very hard. Where do they go? I mean, it must be awful not having any home you could go back to.
Many birds rub themselves with a special oil secreted from a gland in their rear, which helps
from
them...
From their butthole?
Bird's wing is caught in the bars, and... Sandra!
I'm here to help Natalie, but I need some more information.
Jesus, who are you talking to? 911?
I'm asking Sandra.
Can you tell me that?
Oh my God!
Will you please be quiet for a minute? She's saying something.
If you could just let me know that...
You really are pathetic. Protector of all the sad little birdies. Patron saint of the weak and helpless. You realize we're already 10 minutes late?
Sandra? Are you on?
I'm here.
I actually think you want us to miss the trailers. You've always hated the trailers.
Can you describe your issue to me?
We have a bird here. Its wing is stuck in the sewer grate and... All of a sudden, Mike, please, can you just stop talking? Please.
Hey, Cindy, you know any good bird undertakers?
It's Sandra.
Sandra?
Okay, I hear you have a trapped bird. Do you know what type of bird it is?
Look at it, Nat. It's 80% dead. We need to go.
I don't know. Its head is kind of turned around and it keeps flapping like crazy.
I see. How large is the bird?
The bird is screwed.
It's the size of a soda bottle, like a 2-liter kind.
Does
the bird had its chance in life, all right? It's not our problem. Let's go.
You know what? You go.
I see from your location
that... Oh, you don't need help? Funny, that's not what Dr. Ackerman says.
Are the feathers...
Nothing is off limits to you, is it?
Look, babe, here's what we're gonna do.
What are you doing?
What I should have done 10 minutes ago.
Put the rock down, Mike.
I know you don't want to hear this, Nat, but the bird is fucked.
Oh my God, Mike.
This is for its own good.
Stop. Leave the bird alone.
What the fuck? Excuse me?
Step away from the bird, Mike, and put the rock back where you found it.
Yeah, what the hell?
Oh my God.
Leave it alone, and listen to me for a second. You two do not belong together.
Whoa, is this thing seriously criticizing our relationship?
3 of your top 10 contacts have purchased the book Surviving Toxic People by Dr. Ellen Sherwood in the past month.
You can see that?
Natalie, listen to me. Has Mike proposed to you?
How in the...
Not yet.
All right, good. I can see from Mike's browsing history that he's thinking about it. Do not get married.
Nat,
here's
shut
what
it off.
You two need to do right now. Go back to your house and go through your things. Decide who gets what. Say your goodbyes and never see each other again.
Oh my God, will you shut that fucking thing off so we can go?
You don't belong together. You're not listening to each other. And Mike sounds like an awful human being. And you should just end it right now.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, look! The bird just flinched. It just flinched.
Natalie,
it's not dead.
Listen to me.
You know what? I'm going to
the bird is a metaphor, Natalie.
Shut up!
The bird is a messenger.
Oh my God, Mike!
Look at the bird.
Just go.
Just look at it.
Nice work, Helen. Very nice.
Oh, Naya. I didn't realize you were... that you could hear that.
It was hard not to.
Well, you know, they were fighting.
No,
so.
No need to explain. I'm sure there was a good reason the bird expert was giving out relationship advice.
It just happened. I didn't
okay.
mean to...
It's okay. It's okay. I'm sure Dustin will understand.
Really?
No, Helen, not really.
Sandra was directed by Sebastian Silva, written by Kevin Moffitt and Matthew Derby. Executive produced by Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by April Lamb, Katie Pastor, and Matthew Bull. Associate produced by M.R. Daniel. Sound design and editing by Ryan Bilia. Mixed by Matthew Bull. Additional engineering by Bobby Lord. Score by Daniel Brunel. With performances by Kristen Wiig, Alia Shokat, Christopher Abbott, Avi Rothman, and Ethan Hawke. Special thanks to Terrence Bernardo and Jasmine Romero. Sandra is a production of Gimlet Media.